It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, the dude is right. We are solid, conservative, and just plain right. And it's Friday afternoon. Fri-yay, we like to say. And to get into my comments, safe schools is it's a major talking point right now. And it should be. Absolutely should be. But I got to tell you, as I'm looking at the situation before us right now, the rhetoric is unbelievable. Put that aside for a minute, though. Let me just say this. So nearly 40 years later, Top Gun is coming back to the big screen. Phil, you just flipped the switch. Yes, I did. Hang on. It's nearly 40 years later, and Top Gun is coming back to the big screen. So how does that even happen? This is the movie that made Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer household names and indelible parts of Hollywood history. And I remember distinctly, I had the soundtrack on cassette back then. Yes, I did. And I distinctly remember driving to the U.S. Army Airborne School at Fort Benning to become a paratrooper, playing the theme song Danger Zone about as loud as my 1980s sound system would allow. Do you remember the bar scene, though, in Top Gun? The bar scene towards the front side of the movie. When Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, he got all the guys in the bar to start singing You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' to Kelly McGillis's character. Okay, it's going to be stuck in your head all day now, I know it. Epic coolness, and probably a scene that was replayed in bars all over America for years thereafter. Well, go with me on my train of thought here. I'm going to be honest. Charlene and I have a pretty perfect marriage. Just saying. 35 and a half years of marriage have proven her to be an amazing and very patient woman as she has stood in the gap and kept the home fires burning while I was off at war, endured years of politics and all that entails, and pushed and pulled me through law school and ranger school and the school of hard knocks. She's tended all the boo-boos, she's fixed the emotions, she's heard the heartstrings in the house playing until late at night. She made normal days feel special and special days feel exceptional. She's a good one. She's a good one, no doubt. Now, in all those years, I won't tell you that we never had a disagreement. Good Lord. One time, we were both teaching classes at a local school. But we had gotten into a fuss, probably because of me, that morning on the way out the door. And it was an unusually vehement fuss, if you will, on both sides for reasons that I can't even remember or fathom. And it didn't help that we had no choice but to break it off and head to our respective classes by a time certain. So I was down the hall in my class, right? I had an all-guys class, and I got a wild hair. And yes, I took a whole class of senior guys, like 20 of them. We went down the hall, and we did an amazing rendition of You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' outside the door of Charlene's classroom. All the girls in Charlene's class were loving it, and I got that look through the door that told me that it was received exactly as it was intended. The argument was over. I was back in good graces again. I had cool points to boot, and we still laugh about that. Even though we laugh about it, I still usually get that sideways glance that tells me that she knows she could have stayed mad, but she didn't. So guys, you can thank me for this story later. But here's another thing. Yes, Charlene and I have surely had differences, but we've also believed all along that our kids did not need to be a part of them. If we were tight on money or strapped for time or stressed because of work or concerned about going to war or just fussing over me leaving the toilet seat up, it was a point in our marriage to not get carried away and especially not to get our concerns and frustrations out there where it would impact the kids. It was important to us that they were allowed to have a sense of stability, which was real, and love, which was also real, without wondering about the things that grown-ups wonder and fuss about. Well, this week in Uvalde, Texas, another large group of children had their peace of mind stripped away. 19 precious children lost their lives, but how many more lost their sense of security? School should be a place of learning and laughing and socializing and normalizing toward life. For many of the children at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, that has to start from scratch now. And really, for some, it likely starts from a point of a deficit. This is absolutely a time when the adults in the room need to think about that fact and that what they say and do in the aftermath has ramifications and the potential for amplifications of those fears and concerns that these kids rightfully have. President Biden and the First Lady are scheduled to go to Uvalde this weekend. The White House let it be known that the president will speak with several families who were affected. This is the right thing to do. He should go there. But even the right thing can be done the wrong way, and for what we've seen so far, I'm afraid this president doesn't really have a clue how impactful the word from his high office can be. Now, Biden is not known for his smooth delivery or his impeccable timing, nor is he known for an adequate sense of discretion. You may recall that recently a terrible mass shooting took place up in Buffalo, New York, in which an avowed racist with no ties to any hate groups or accomplices went into a grocery store, and in an act of pure evil, he killed multiple people simply because of their skin color. President Biden traveled soon after to Buffalo, and rather than share grief, he just chose to air his own grievances. As Dennis Prager of PragerU said it, quote, President Joe Biden used the terrible mass shooting of black people in a Buffalo grocery store to smear America, divide Americans, and to foment race-based hatred. A decent man would have given an entirely different speech. End quote. One only has to look at his tone-deaf response to the Uvalde shooting as he gathered with other avowed liberal activists and politicians just 24 hours after that second-worst school shooting in U.S. history to sign an executive order designed to make it harder for law enforcement to do their jobs nationwide. And then there was activist and permanent out-of-work perpetual candidate for office Beto O'Rourke, who stormed into a press conference in Uvalde that was designed to bring comfort and understanding to create, and just did it simply to create a shouting match with his opponent in the governor's race. Former President Obama, oh, here's one. Former President Obama issued a statement that merely acknowledged the school shooting. That's not all it was. He just acknowledged it. And then conflated it with the two-year anniversary of the George Floyd incident, and then went on to extol those who rose up after Floyd's death to burn down whole city blocks of America, and then even shamelessly made a fundraising plug for the Obama Foundation. Listen, all this airing of grievances and usurping of the moment by callous and indifferent public figures, that's the macro version of what it's like when the parents argue in front of the kids. Just freaking stop. For God's sakes, take a breath, step into a different room, have your grown-up discussion, but stop piling uncertainty and opportunism on top of tragedy. These children, all they need to hear right now is that it's going to be okay. These kids need to be told they can go back to school without fear and that everything will be okay. Demands and shouts and sensationalism and insensitive conflating of this horrible event with political demands have no place. So put it aside and just stop the madness. Do it for the kids. Do it for these sweet children. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Not having the arguments in front of the kids was an important part of a healthy household, in our opinion. Not airing your grievances about politics in the face of the shooting of children while the other kids have to listen to it is also very important. How about you take your grown-up sessions and grievances into the other room and let the kids have a moment? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.